Wise Parents Guide Their Children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wise parents guide their children. Oh, yes. Wise parents are very careful to keep their children surrounded by other children who are good children, who have good habits, who have good values, who have been brought up in a good way, and we say a good family, but and I guess a good family is a good word for it, a family with values. A wise parent makes sure that their children, at their early ages, attend only to other children who are of equal value. It's like in the royal palace, the king and queen make sure that their children are associating only with children of the court, children of quality, children who presumably have values, children who presumably have been brought up to be noble and to be good at all times. Now, this is something that all of us are facing in our life. Have we had wise parents? Did they bring us up well? Were we brought up to have only good thoughts in our head, only good friends in our stable? Have we been taught to only have good people around us who have ideals that are similar to ours or even more noble than ours that would be a good role model for us? Well, if we do that, and if we have had that done for us by our parents, we are very fortunate. We are very blessed indeed. And then we arrive at another state of consciousness, another state of awareness, after we have sort of graduated from high school. We have grown. And now we're more or less going to be off on our own. We're going to form our own families and form our own community of friends that we might not have had before. And what sort of community of friends are we going to develop around ourselves? Who are we going to invite into our cadre of close friends, people who are feeling, acting, thinking with values similar to ours? Well, we do that with a certain amount of respect and tongue-in-cheek, and we are rather careful about the type of people we do associate with. And we're so careful because we realize that they have an impact on our values in life. They have an impact on who we are and where we go in life and what we're going to accomplish. Now, as you could well imagine, the next thing is, did our parents teach us good thoughts? Did our parents teach us good actions, good deeds? Did our parents teach us good values? Did our parents teach us that we don't swear? Did our parents teach us that we always have the best, most magnificent vocabulary and language that you could ever have? Did our parents teach us that you are always a person bound by your word, that your word is your bond, that you are reliable, that you are trustworthy, that you are honest, that you are at all times with integrity in everything that you do? My, that sounds rather like a handful, doesn't it? But that's what it's all about. Did our parents teach us these values? Did our world teach us? Did our teachers teach us this? Did our friends who we associated with teach us that? Did the neighboring families teach us that? Did we live in a neighborhood of people who had values of a similar area? And that's why it's good to do that, to live in a neighborhood of people who have similar values, in a community that has similar values to you. But now, we're off on our own. We've been educated, we've been trained, and we've been brought up in a very beautiful way. We've had a loving family, and we've been living in a loving community and a loving world with loving friends. And then we have the opportunity to go to the movies and see movies about the challenging lives of others. We have a chance to go to the opera and see people in the opera being discreet, indiscreet with their neighbors' wives and with other people. We go out into the world and we read in the newspapers the unhappy things that people do which are contrary to the highest and best. We go into church and we hear the minister rant and rave about the ugly things of the Bible rather than about the blessings and the teachings as Jesus brought them forth so beautifully. And we go into the world and we associate with people at our job and at our employment who were not brought up with the same values that we are. And some of them are responsible and reliable and some are not. Now how can we live in a world which has such a diversity of attitudes in it? Mostly they're pretty good, but how can we live in a world with this diversity of attitudes and maintain our own values and maintain our own perceptions on life? Well, we do that in one simple direction, and that's the direction of our thought. Our thought is our personal activity in life. Our thought is our personal direction, our personal reflection of who we are. Our thoughts, the thoughts that we think, the thoughts that we entertain in our consciousness. Do we go to pornographic movies and do we entertain that in our mind, and is that something we say is okay? Or do we go to movies that are the Disney type, you might say, which are uplifting and which are spiritually illuminating? Do we have friends who love to be honest or who love to cheat in cards? Do we have friends who go around doing beautiful things for other people and are just a noble and vital, dynamic, and wonderful person, much as ourselves should be? Are we very careful? How have we been brought up? Have we been brought up to believe that the world is a beautiful place and all the people that we associate with are beautiful and good? Then that is exactly what we will experience. Oh, there will be some who will try to tear us down or try to take us away from our foundations that we have. But when our foundations are well made, well constructed in our childhood and in our growing up years, and the guidance of our parents and the role model that our parents hold for us, then we are quite strong and we are quite capable of standing forth for anything and everything. Nothing can tear us down. Even when Joan of Arc was challenged to say that God did not tell her those things, she could not, because she believed it was God that had told it to her, and she could not go against what her belief was. How many times we don't have things as graphic and dynamic as Joan of Arc had, but we have many little things where we are asked to stand up for principle. We're asked to stand up for our belief. We're asked to stand up for what it is that we as a world and as a nation and as a value are in our life. The values that our parents gave us. Oh, they may have appeared to be small values. They may have appeared to be values just for us or just for our family. But in truth, they're not. They're for everyone. There are values in every life. There are values in every being. There are values for everyone. When we live by our values, when we live by our thoughts, when we are very careful what thoughts we entertain in our mind, then we will have a very wonderful life. I've had many people come into my life. And they have come into my life and they wanted to be close to me. They wanted to be part of my world, part of my thinking, part of who I am. And they would spend days and come back day after day after day to be with me and to listen to my discussions and my thoughts and my attitudes and be with me in the purity of my consciousness. And as they did this, they found that their life was a beautiful, glorious reflection of those thoughts themselves. And they not only stayed with me for days, they stayed with me for months, they stayed with me for years, and they're still with me. Oh, they occasionally will fight because the world about them is a rather difficult world sometimes, and they are brought to bear by people who are not totally consistent with what their beliefs have become. And then they try to say that the foundation beliefs are wrong and these other people are right. And as they give time and opportunity, the other people's ideas for them are found not to be what they really do believe. And their own foundations that they learned with me have been something that they want to carry out throughout their life. They'll run away and they'll come back. They'll run away and they'll come back. Just like parents and children. The children run away from the home because they want to do it themselves. They want to get out on their own. But when it comes time to be a time of testing, the time of testing shows that they hold up the values their parents have taught them. They hold up the values their community has taught them. They hold up the values that they believe in because it just feels right. It feels good. There's an integrity. There's an integrity and a goodness about it that cannot be violated. Our thoughts are our only holding ground. Because we're in a world which is diverse in its attitudes, diverse in its cultural mores and its ways of doing things and its considerations of what is right and wrong. But always, you might say, there is respect for motherhood. Always there is respect for children. Always there is respect for responsibility and being taking care of yourself. Always respect for loving yourself and loving your neighbors. Always these basic tenets that are never changing, that are never failing, that are always there. And these things are so positive and so powerful and so wonderful and so dynamic and so expressive of all that's good that they are the mores by which mankind lives, really. It's a foundation more. It's a foundation principle. It's a foundation way. Now, how have you looked at whatever your principles are? How have you looked at your values? Are you looking at them as, oh, it's entertaining to go off and do something naughty? Oh, it's entertaining to go off and be irresponsible? Oh, it's entertaining to go off and laugh at someone who has a problem? If you have any of those attitudes, they won't make you happy. They won't make you happy. The world is a world in which it enjoys a good hug. The world is a world in which it enjoys the respect of one another. The world is a world in which people love people. We sometimes forget that what we see outside of us is what we are within us. And if we see a world around us filled with travail and problems, then that's who we are within. If we see a world of balance and harmony and love and joy, then that's who we are. If we get angry at people because they do something wrong, that's who we are. We've done that wrong. We cannot get angry at another person because we can just be realize, hey, all is in divine order. We bring forth that original purity and integrity that's within us into every situation and every circumstance. No matter what's going on around us, we are the ones who bring balance. No matter what other people may feel or whatever anger may come into their hearts for whatever reason, maybe something back out of their childhood and something back out of whatever they have read somewhere, what is it for us? For us, it is just one thing. It is just the idea that we are in balance. We are harmonious. We are peace. We are love. We are joy. We are oneness. We are the allness of life. Yes, we have the privilege, as we have reached the state of being mature adults, to continue our childhood learning experience of realizing that good comes in, good goes out. That's just the way it is. Good comes in, good goes out. If we have good thoughts in our being, we have a good world around us. If we have good friends, we have a good experience in all of life. If we are a good person, all the world around us will reflect that goodness. And if for any reason it doesn't seem to reflect that goodness, it only seems like that, because perhaps for a moment we doubted. For a moment we lost our basis, we lost our foundation, we lost our reality of who we are. And when we return to our original purity and integrity, when we return to our foundation, our balance, then all things work out in perfect divine right order. It's just a matter of what we want to do. It's just a matter of how we want to look at life. Our parents can do what they've done. And then we now are ready to go out and live in this world as the most beautiful, fulfilled, dynamic, wonderful beings the world has ever seen. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's always all about. My thought today, my life today, my world today, me today. Yes, that's what it's all about. Join me in recognizing that I like me, I like me, I like me for yourself.